All right. I hope everybody's had a chance to grab a cup of coffee and stretch. Lisa, can I have you call roll and make sure everybody's back on the call?
Yes, ma'am. Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes, and thankful for the coffee.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Boren? Director Fernandez?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Present.
Director Huber?
Yes. Thanks for the break, Cynthia.
Director Crone?
Yes, thank you.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Here.
Director Leslie?
Here.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton? Director Rankin?
Here.
Director Ruiz?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Here.
Director Wilson?
Yes.
Director Yancey?
Director Boren, have you jumped back on? John Henry Luton, have you jumped back on?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, so we are going to move to agenda item number 7, I believe.
Correct.
Discussion and possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Copper Icon Generator Project Professional Services and Contract with Walker Partners LLC by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Brad, your slides are up. You're good.
Okay, good deal. Good morning again. This item actually sounds like something out of Star Wars to me, but it's really not. It's a fairly common technology that's being used across the country right now. But the purpose of it is to obtain authorization for us to enter into an engineering services contract to provide for zebra mussel control at our Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line intake structure at Lake Steelhouse Hollow. This is a photograph just to orient you again. Most of y'all are familiar and have seen versions of this, but you can see Lake Steelhouse Hollow up the top and the red pipeline that conveys water down to Lake Georgetown. And what you also see here are the service areas of our customers. We have 3 customers that we supply water through the system, and we have the cost reimbursable contract with those customers for operation and maintenance associated with this line. And those customers are the City of Georgetown, the City of Round Rock, and the Brushy Creek Municipal Utility District. And you can see here their service areas. And you'll also note the peach-colored area that you see was formerly the Chisholm Trail Special Utility District service area, but that has since been acquired by the City of Georgetown, or I say acquired, that may be the wrong word. They're responsible for water service within that area. So a large area that's heavily dependent upon this pipeline and its operation. This is just a picture of the intake structure at Steelhouse Hollow. We currently have 4 pumps that are in place within this structure, and we have space for 2 other pumps that we'll be adding probably sometime within the next 2 to 5 years or so. We operate these pumps at Steelhouse Hollow based on the lake levels at Lake Georgetown. And so they can be either running for months at a time whenever it's relatively dry, or they can be off for months at a time when we have inflow into Lake Georgetown. It's been relatively dry in the Bell Williamson County area for the last 6 or 8 months. And so I think we've been pumping for the last 3 months continuously. So the pumps are on as we speak. Invasive zebra mussels have been discovered in both of these lakes. I think we have Four reservoirs in our basin now with zebra mussels, and Stillhouse and Georgetown are two of those. This slide just shows you some of the examples of what zebra mussels can do to objects that are in the water for any significant period of time. These aren't necessarily from Lake Georgetown or Stillhouse Hollow, but they give you a good visual of how big of a problem these things can be. We've been conducting routine monitoring and inspections of our intake structure and pipeline for years. So we've been doing twice a year camera inspections of the pumps and the cans, and we also do dive inspections annually where we inspect the screens at the intake structure, and those screens are where the water actually enters the intake structure into the pumps. So far, we haven't really found significant problems like what you see in these photographs here with any components of our system, but we actually have found the mussels attached to the cans, the pump cans where the water comes into the system. And we've also found them in some of the air relief valves on the pipeline and a little bit within the pipeline itself. So we've got them, we're dealing with them. Fortunately, we haven't had any major issues yet. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to prevent with this project that we're talking about today. BRA and our customers back in 2019 hired Walker Partners, an engineering firm, to evaluate the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line System and recommend zebra control measures that we might look at implementing. The primary recommendation that came out of that study last year was to install one of these copper ion generators at the intake structure. And this slide here shows you an example of what one of these systems looks like. It's essentially takes solid copper rods and through some type of electrolytic process, turns that solid copper into a solution. And that solution, once it's injected into the system, prevents the zebra mussel larva from, you know, thriving, maturing, and attaching and causing problems. And in high enough concentrations, the copper ions can actually kill larger established zebra mussels as well. So what we're talking about here is we would have some type of system like this on shore at the intake structure. The copper solution would actually be injected inside the intake screens, which would have been underwater beneath the intake structure in that photo that I showed you earlier. And that will protect the system from the screens all the way up through the pumps and into the transmission line. This technology is approved by EPA for this type of use, and it's also approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Fish and Wildlife. Cost-wise, the cost estimate that we have from the engineer for the entire system is about $2.2 million, with the engineering services portion of that being $445,635. And that's what we're requesting authorization for today, is just the engineering services component of it. Again, this is one of our cost reimbursable operations. So our customers, Round Rock, Georgetown, and Brushy Creek Mud, will fully fund 100% of the cost of this system. They've been involved with us from the get-go with Walker Partners, and all three are very supportive and wanting us to move forward with getting the system designed and installed out there. So that's what I have today. We'd ask that you approve this resolution that I've got to authorize an engineering services contract with Walker Partners to move us into the design phase for this system. I'll be happy to answer any questions, and then I have a resolution for you after that's done.
Brad, how long has this type of system been around?
You know, I've done a little bit of research myself, and I've seen some papers on them as far back as 10 or 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, I was reading a paper that they published, I think, around 2004, 2005. There are more of these systems that have been implemented up in the Midwest and the Northeast. In Texas, the city of Lewisville implemented one at their system at Lake Lewisville, I think, in 2017. And I've spoken with them, and they've been very pleased with it so far. And this, the actual picture that you're looking at here is one that Tarrant Regional Water District is piloting at Lake Benbrook up in the Metroplex. So it's relatively new, but, you know, not, you know, cutting edge, you know, right off the assembly line new, so to speak.
Any other questions or comments from any of the board members?
Yes, one question from Director Sanderson. This is for Mr. Burnett. I've gathered that the offsetting funds and obligations are in place already for this, and that there's no risk to the authority, right?
Correct. The money is included in our budget and will be paid for by our customers. We actually have another agenda item coming up with regard to a bond refunding that we're proposing for the Williamson County raw water line customers and some existing debt. And this project is proposed to be paid for through that refunding process. We'll refund some old debt, and we're going to add money to pay for this project here. But again, it will be 100% funded by the customers.
Director Ruiz, for either David Thompson or somebody, or Matt Phillips, have a question? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
This is Oscar Ruiz. I have a question. I have supposed to have a round table with Representative Brad Buckley like next month. Would there be any way that somebody could arrange a visit for me to see all this stuff in person so that if they ask questions, I can answer it?
Yes.
I live in Harker Heights, so going to either one of these lakes takes about 10 minutes.
So I think Dr. Ruiz, your question is, can our rep from that area come and visit one of the sites? Is that what you're saying? Your question?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yes, we can make that. We can arrange that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to have a round table, and I think Matt Phillips is involved in that too.
Yeah, David will be on that one. It's on August 4th. But yes, in the meantime, if we can get something set up subject to COVID and all the you know, the safety steps that need to be taken for that, we'll get with you on that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Director Ford Taylor, did you have a question or comment? Are there any other questions or comments before Brad reads the resolution?
From Judy Crone, please.
Yes,
Judy. A question for Brad. If this system works well in this situation, is it something that we would consider down the road or discuss to have down the road in any place else where the mussels are a problem?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're successful here, which I think we will be, and we have another applicable application for it at some point in the future, most definitely. We'll have already had some history with it and would definitely look at using it elsewhere where we could take advantage of any benefits that we get here.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Director Huber, Brad, just out of curiosity, what were the other two lakes besides Georgetown and Stillhouse Hollow that have zebra mussels?
Lake Belton and Lake Granger.
Thanks.
And Lake Belton is kind of similar to Stillhouse Hollow. Lake Granger, they've only fairly recently been discovered there, and it's a little different type of reservoir. It's not as rocky and deep, and so we're hopeful that they're not going to be as big of a problem in Granger as they are Belton, Stillhouse, and Georgetown, but they're definitely alive and thriving in Belton, Stillhouse, and Georgetown.
Okay. Seeing no other questions or comments, hearing none, if you can please read the resolution.
Yes, ma'am. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to negotiate and execute a professional services agreement with Walker Partners LLC for engineering services associated with the design, purchase, and installation of a copper ion generator at the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line intake structure on Lake Stillhouse Hollow in an amount not to exceed $445,635.
Once again, if you are going to make a motion, please state your name. You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Jen Henderson, motion to adopt.
Second, Ford Taylor.
Thank you. Director Henderson and Director Taylor have made motions. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Boren?
Yes.
Director Fernandez?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Ruiz?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.